Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
He's John Kincaid.
I appreciate all of you who, in a civilized manner, not the jackwagon, but in a civilized manner, can call me out on something or question me on something or make me think about something. Because you know what? I'm no expert. And I'm a guy who has a radio show.
Back to the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. No expert here. John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. I think I'm an expert in the human condition, understanding how people react to things, but that's about it. Coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Want to see your loan options, adjust payments, and closing costs online in real time? Well, my friends from Rocket Mortgage can help you. Rocket Mortgage, they are the absolute best. Yeah, Anthony, you heard the tumbler clank. Last segment, you were like, did you do something?
Yeah, I was laughing pretty hard back here because I heard it fall, and I thought that some liquid probably spilled out. Because
no, thank God.
Then I thought I heard you like rustling around looking for something to clean up.
With my papers. You heard me doing. Okay. You heard me doing this, that, like tearing like that. You heard me with the papers as I was looking at my Kevin Warren numbers. By the way, did you see the story? And it's all over the place now. That Kevin Warren didn't even consult with the athletic directors. He knew what they wanted. He knew what they thought. And he completely ignored their thoughts. Every single Big Ten athletic director, every single one of them, unanimous, wanted to play. Every single one of them wanted to play. Not two holdouts, not anybody. So again, as the Big Ten story unravels, and it unravels, but the Big Ten defenders will still do this. And the Big Ten defenders, by the way, are the same people who told you, well, the NBA can try a bubble, it'll never work. NHL, yeah, it's cute. I guess it's worth trying. And they're the same people who told you baseball couldn't work. You can't do a sport without a bubble. Oh, my gosh, it'll never work. Remember that? For months, I can tell you this. We are not your coronavirus answers on this show because nobody's a doctor on this show. But we've been the show of right. We've been the show of getting it right.
Now's the time to say, yes, we can.
Thank you, Barack. I believe that. President Obama, I should say. By the way, love to get him on the golf course. Would love to just... I would absolutely love... Anthony, what about this? Round of golf with George W. Bush, Barack Obama, and Bill Clinton.
Yes, we can!
Would that not be the best, like 4.5 hours ever?
That's an interesting threesome.
Talk to three ex-presidents and be able to pick their brains for like 4.5 hours?
Who gets to do that?
That would be amazing.
You better invite me if it happens.
You wouldn't be in the foursome. That would be me, W.
I could be a caddy.
Who would I? Who would you believe I would ride with? Because there's a foursome, so two guys ride together, and two, you know, there's two different carts. Who would I choose to ride with for the 4.5 hours?
I'd say Brock.
Bill Clinton. I'd ride with Bill Clinton for the 4.5 hours. Because you know he's got the best stories. You know he's got the best stories. You know that. There's great stories from Bill Clinton. So just go on and check it out. I don't know, that'd be a lot of fun. But not one athletic director in the Big Ten wanted to delay the football season. They all wanted to play fall football. They were all willing to take a delayed season. They were all interested in doing, could have done similarly to what the SEC did, pushing it to the end of September. Every single athletic director wanted to play. Oh, of course they did, John. They don't care about the kids. No. By the way, have all the people who then come with that, have they talked to the players, by the way, who are adults? I know the age of kid continually changes in this country. As I say to you, every 10 years, the age of what we call kids goes up by a year. I'm giving it every 10 years. It might be every 8. Kids. He's a nice kid. I'm like, he's 25. Get him out of your damn basement. He's 25. What are you talking about, kid? Come on now. Enough with the kid stuff. There used to be a segment on cable news on a show that was not very watched, which is one of the reasons why it's not around anymore. But they tried. They tried, like, to all get out to create an audience for it. And it was hosted by Keith Olbermann. You know Keith Olbermann from ESPN. Keith Olbermann for, you know, a used to be so funny. Keith Olbermann and Dan Patrick were so exceptional together. It was absolutely great. They were fantastic on the air together. And I can tell you that at least one of those guys is an incredible person to deal with personally. I think you can figure out which one it is. And I've dealt with both of them personally. But I've heard this, and I want Anthony, I want to make sure that the Bean, my man Lima, who comes up after me on Sunday mornings here on CBS Sports Radio, and if you haven't heard Anthony Lima, he does a fantastic job. He's got very strong opinions. He is interesting. He's got a good vibe to the show. You got to give it a shot. If you haven't heard him yet, really doing a good job out of Cleveland. But I want the Bean to hear this, because the Bean thinks that there are not people in the media, in the sports media. He scoffs at the idea that, oh, there's nobody in the sports media who's rooting against sports. There's nobody in the sports media. I've heard Pat Forty, who, if you know this show over the years, Pat's been on with us. Pat and I get along very, very well. Love Pat. He is one of my go-to sources to read about sports. Love Pat Forty. Pat Forty and I vehemently disagree on this topic. And you know what? People who respect each other can do that. And we can both think that each other is absolutely nuts. But we can disagree. And we've done it on Twitter quite a few times on this. There are people who are trying to convince you that what you've seen with your own eyes, what you've heard with your own ears, and what you've consumed since the coronavirus pandemic began, that there are not sports media people who are actively rooting against the success of sports.
Worst person in the world.
Yeah, Keith, that's you today. That's you today, Keith. I'm going to bring back your bit. Keith Olbermann's worst person in the world.
Worst person in the world.
And by the way, I'm going to lop in all of the rest of you who are media members who are actively sticking your heads in the collective sand, that are ignoring the fact that you've got media members who absolutely, here's what they want. You may think they're not rooting against sports coming back, But what they're doing is they are. Because what they're doing is they're so desperate to be right. And you know what they've been since the beginning of this? Wrong. They were wrong about the NBA being able to put together a bubble. Do you think the bubble can work? Go back and read for yourself. Just Google NBA bubble proposal. NBA bubble proposal can't work. Why the NBA has failed before they begin. By the way, these are some of the headlines. And by the way, it's a lot of these same people. Same people. But then you have other media people that will give these people cover. Oh, they're not rooting against sports. They work. They cover sports for a living. They're not rooting against sports. This is such a preposterous topic. It's terrible. Keith Olbermann, there was a Rex Chapman had a College Football 2020 thread that was put up where the SEC guy breaks up with the Big Ten girl. And the Big Ten girl walks off and says she isn't there anymore. And then he picks up the ACC girl. And then the Big 12 guy gets in the back seat and joins in too. And they roll off to have a season. And then the other conferences that actually want to play pile into the car too. It's a funny bit. Anybody would just have fun with it. Except for Keith Olbermann. The worst person
worst
in the world.
Worst person in the world.
Yeah, there he is. Yeah, he's the worst. He said they left out the... Now, this video is very funny. Whether you're on the part of college football playing or not, college athletics playing in the fall or not, you could laugh at the video that Rex Chapman put up that he retweeted. But if you're Keith Olbermann and you're humorless, you can't. He said,
worst person in the world.
He said they left out the part where they tried to drive to an ER and are turned away because all the ICU beds are already full. Okay, again, if people want to have intelligent conversation on the coronavirus, I'm all in. And we have been. Can you tell me where people have been turned away from ERs? Where people needed, were so bad off that they had an ICU bed, that they needed an ICU bed, and they were turned away? Can you show me where that happened? Can you produce something like that? No, you can't. By the way, the government actually built overflow hospitals for people. Guess what? They built them in 7 states where they were never used. So all Keith Olbermann's doing is fear-mongering. And yes, he's trying to tell you that if you're in the SEC, ACC, or Big 12, you're going to get to the part where you drive to an ER and you're turned away because all the ICU beds are already full. So in other words, when you don't have a point to make, you make something up. Because you are the worst person in the world.
Worst person in the world.
When you can't make a point, when you can't argue your point logically, you just make crap up. You just make it up and attempt to scare people with it. As if people have been driving to ERs and have been told, go away, go away. You're so bad off that you need an ICU bed, but we don't have one for you. Complete BS, a complete falsehood, complete mythology, and Keith Olbermann is like, this is what's going to happen. If they play college football, people are just going to die in the streets. They're going to be body bags. They're going to be people dying. For God's sakes, Keith, clutch your pearls elsewhere. Seriously. And find some humor in life. It's a funny video. It's a funny video posted to social media. And Olbermann's so much into shutter your houses. People should not be out in the streets. People should be sitting at home. Anthony, you can't go to a restaurant yet, right? Inside? You can't eat inside. It's August 23rd. You can't eat inside. You can't eat inside.
I think it's going to be a very, very long time before that happens.
Interesting. Interesting. I heard the governor's writing a book. Did you hear that?
I did hear that, yes.
He's going to write a book on his success of dealing with coronavirus. Oh, geez. There have been a ton of errors made. And a ton of errors made by Republicans, by Democrats, by everybody, by leadership all over the country. You know why? Because nobody was alive or can even remember the last time that the country ever went through something like this. So there's going to be tons of errors made, and there were tons of them. And I expect my elected leaders not to be perfect. So I'm not shocked by it. But as I said from this show, from the beginning of the pandemic, we would not be the show of, ooh, we can't try anything. We can't try anything. There were
yes, people, we can.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Brock. There were people who told you over and over again the NBA couldn't work in a bubble. The NHL couldn't work in a bubble. They can give it a try. The night the Major League Baseball announced that they were coming back, the night the announcement was made, Keith Olbermann. Well, it's not like they're ever going to be able to pull it off, but I guess we can talk about it. Let's talk about it. Here's what I want you to do. Keith obviously needs a little more bran in his diet. So maybe just to make him feel a little more, you know, normal. But here's what I'm going to suggest. Keith pours himself this morning a big bowl of truth and a big bowl of just humor. Get some humor. As they said in Stripes, lighten up, Francis.
Worst person in the world.
And if you're one of those media people, sports media people especially, trying to tell people, there's nobody actively rooting against sports coming back. Bull pucky. And you can supply these people with data after data point. Bull pucky. Not true. You know it. I know it. They just can't share you the truth. NBA thrives in the bubble. But the Sixers and a bunch of other teams look like they shouldn't even have shown up. P.U. Steve Kyler, one of our favorites from Basketball Insiders, joins us next. John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio.
This is the John Kincaid Show. Welcome back to the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, the NBA bubble. It seems like you've got some really motivated teams and then some teams that have not been able to jumpstart the engines. Steve Kyler from Basketball Insiders joins us here on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. And Steve, it's the... I don't know if there are certain teams that just handled... I'm going to say handled the pandemic time off better. What do you attest to so many series, especially first round series, being incredibly lopsided?
Well, again, I do think it's part of how did you spend your time away. You know, those players that were able to be in a gym or in a gym like environment, the ones, you know, there were some teams that were really diligent about film work and things like that, some that weren't. And I think that's a factor. But I also think the fact that there is no home court advantage. You know, players that really rely on the crowd to get going, you don't have that. The fact that you're in an uncomfortable situation every day, some players don't handle that well. And I do think that there was a very leveling of the playing field because a lot of those advantages, you know, went away. So to me, I think there's a couple of things. Certainly, I think how you manage the time off is a factor. But I also think the fact that, you know, you're not talking about Staples Center and all the glitz and glamour that comes with it being an equalizer of maybe whatever the other team was going to bring. Now you got to kind of do it in front of the LED board. And I think there have been some teams that just don't look like they're ready for that.
Do you see conditioning being an issue with some of these players?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I think that, you know, the NBA tried to do its very best. And I think most of the teams that came to the bubble did their very best of using those 3 weeks to do an impromptu training camp. But you know, there's nothing you can really do that simulates what you've got to go through in an NBA game. You know, as much as you try to do it maybe at home, but as much as you try to do it in practice, there's nothing like having to face LeBron or having to face Giannis. You can't simulate that speed and that urgency. And 4 months away, I think we've seen it. Soft tissue injuries were a concern going in. They've been a big problem. You know, we've seen players that are banged up and beat up that normally you wouldn't think after 4 months would be a problem. But you can't go from 0 to 100 in the NBA. You can't. The body won't take it. I think we're seeing a lot of guys, you know, really managing things that, you know, are a result of just the compressed restart concept where you just didn't get that time to get your body right.
If I asked you pre-pandemic, so late February, Steve, who do you feel would be most likely to move to the second round of the NBA playoffs? Is there any team that appears ready to move towards the second round or is poised to do so that you say, hey, if you asked me, John, in late February, I probably would not have mentioned that team?
Well, look, I think Portland's as good as anybody in the field in the Western Conference. You know, it's unfortunate that, you know, Dame's got a broken finger and C.J. McCollum's got, you know, a fracture in his back and that they're missing guys. But, boy, they're competing. And this was a team that had so many injuries kind of early in the season that if they had been, you know, 5 games healthier, I think they would have been much more than an 8 seed. So they're a team that I think is there. You know, Utah has really impressed me because they came out pretty flat. I'm very surprised at how flat Denver's been, especially with kind of who they've got. You know, Michael Porter Jr. and Jokic, and they've got some guys, and they just haven't played well. But, I mean, I don't think anybody's jumped out and said, you know, look, I think chalk looks like chalk. The Clippers, you know, Milwaukee, you know, they look like the teams that are supposed to be there. But I don't, you know, maybe Oklahoma City, certainly what Oklahoma City did last night, you start to go. But I liked Oklahoma City coming into this. They had won 62% of their games. So I don't think that there's anything that's jumped out at me. But I do, you know, Portland's been a bit of a surprise.
It's a Have you been impressed or slightly less than impressed with the quality of play?
You know, the games have been better than I expected. I think they've done a very good job staging these games in terms of where the camera angles are and just how you see it. You know, shooting has not been good. I mean, the Lakers certainly are kind of the poster child for they need a bigger arena. These are the smallest venues that NBA players probably have ever played an NBA game in, for sure. But, you know, it's just not, you know, sight lines are different. There's all the moving lights. So you have seen shooting, especially perimeter shooting, not be on par. But I think a lot of that has more to do with environment and more so the players.
It's a fun time. Steve Kuyler joins us, Basketball Insiders. So when you see LeBron James and what happened after game one of that series, do you believe it's Anthony Davis getting into his game, getting into a mold, getting more motivated, or LeBron sort of jump-starting that entire team and getting him?
Well, I want to give LeBron his credit. I do think it's LeBron having a sense of urgency and installing that sense of urgency. You know, Anthony Davis, you know, he's been one of those guys all his entire career where he's put up crazy regular season numbers but hasn't necessarily been that guy in the few playoff appearances he's been. So this was like a little expected, at least in my part, was what was Anthony Davis going to be when it got, you know, into crunch time. And I think you saw it, you know, last night. He showed up big, you know, really big. And LeBron needs that because LeBron can be that guy when somebody else is a threat. And you see it. It was almost a triple-double. He can be that guy. But he needed someone to step up. And it was a good thing that it was Anthony Davis because had he had another flat game, Laker fans might have turned on him.
Do you believe the Clippers are the favorites in the West, or do you believe the Lakers should be?
Well, I still think the Lakers are the favorite by a nudge. And again, it's because LeBron. But when you see what Kawhi Leonard did, you know, the other night, I mean, it's crazy. I like the Clippers a lot, but they're the stock I'm just not ready to buy. I just don't know in the moment that Paul George is going to be that guy. I don't know in the moment that Kawhi is going to be healthy. But if they are, they're as good as anybody, and especially because of the depth of that team. When you talk about Pat Beverly, when you talk about, you know, Reggie Jackson, you talk about Lou Williams, these are elite-level players in their own right.
and the Clippers can throw waves of them at you. So I'm not ready to buy the stock, but boy, I think it's promising.
The team in the East that is most likely to give the best run to the Milwaukee Bucks in the Eastern Conference Final?
The Toronto Raptors. I think everybody is just overlooking Toronto.
I can't get over it, and I feel dumb that I've sort of overlooked them almost all year till this whole bubble began.
Yeah, they were the one that, you know, they had some injuries, and then the young guys had to step up, but, you know, Pascal Siakam becomes an all-star. You know, Fred VanVleet becomes maybe the most coveted free agent this summer. Kyle Lowry's healthy. Marc Gasol's healthy. You know, there's just a lot that came back, and, you know, Nick Nurse wins Coach of the Year. You know, they're that good, and I think it was just so easy to say it was all Kawhi and that there wasn't anything else on that roster. I think that was a very easy thing for people to do, but realize, you know, Kawhi missed a lot of games when he was in Toronto, and they still won. And I think the way they play, their offense isn't super predictable. They can come at you from a lot of different places. They shoot the ball incredibly well, and they're very good defensively. So that when you go, who can give them the run, I think they check a lot of boxes. And again, another team with a lot of depth that can throw a lot of things at you.
I don't want to put you on the spot as far as someone's job, but can you tell me, do you believe it's likely that I may be delivered from the hell that has been Brett Brown and the absolute 76ers being a freak show? Terrible.
Yeah, you know, that team, way too much talent, way too much money committed to that roster to not be very good. The other part is there's no shooting on that roster, so that some of that's Elton Brand. But I do think Brett Brown's going to get let go, and it's unfortunate because you think about everything he's had to endure. I mean, he was kind of one of those coaches nobody knew about when he got the Philly job, and he had a very long run. So the bank account's healthy, but he will be somewhere else other than Philly. I can't imagine he's back as their head coach next year.
Wow, I'd be shocked if he's somewhere else. I'm going to be a little shocked if he's somewhere else. Like if somebody else gives him an opportunity right after this. This to me has been, he had a hard position to try to deal with. I mean, it wasn't ideal, but it seemed like he was perfect when there was no expectations. Is that unfair of me?
No, and I think that's true of most coaches. I think sometimes you've got to have a coach that skippers you through the rebuild, right? We're going to lose a bunch of games. Who's going to keep the atmosphere positive, help the kids get better? Then you get to the point of we need a coach that teaches you how to win, like how to install winning habits. You look at kind of Orlando and Steve Clifford, probably not going to win, you know, any meaningful playoff games, but Steve Clifford taught these guys how to prepare every day. Then you have to get to that point where you've got to find that championship coach. And you look at like Toronto. Toronto was as good as anybody under Dwayne Casey, but Nick Nurse got him over the hump and continues to do that. So I think you need a different style of coach, a different evolution, and I think at this point Philly's got to have a coach that's going to win some playoff games and install a system that's not just throw the ball into Joel Embiid, because the other 11 guys hate that.
Are you surprised the bubble has worked as well as it has?
Yeah, a little. I mean, I think the next milestone is going to be when we bring families in, but I think all the precautions that were done, the way they went about it, you know, forcing guys to quarantine, this motion sensor, daily testing, you know, all of that stuff I think was smart, but now we're going to introduce a new variable in families that certainly aren't as vested in following the process as, say, the players are. And, you know, is that when something doesn't go the right way? But at this point, you know, the NBA has been the model, you know, and science, you know, the science side of this is that this is exactly how you should do it. The school system should be looking at this process. So I think they've done it right, and they didn't spare an expense. I think we're up over $180 million is what the NBA has spent to make the bubble happen. That's a big number when you consider what's going on in the world.
I would suggest that if my daughter learned that the school systems were watching it and she could go to school at Disney World, she'd sign up tomorrow. She would sign up tomorrow. That is awesome. Hey, thanks, Steve. Appreciate it, buddy.
Anytime, John. Be well.
The show never stops on Twitter. Follow along at John Kincaid.
It does stop when I'm getting my minimum 7 hours sleep or I'm like a cranky little baby. And I promise you before the end of the show today, I'll give you more time to get in at 855-212-4CBS. That toll-free line sponsored by Geico, who's offering you an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. On top of what GEICO could already save you. What are you waiting for? Visit GEICO.com to learn more today. He's fiery. He gets a little cranky at times. Jordan DeJani covers the NFL for CBS Sports, and he joins us here on the John Kincaid Show. You're cranky from time to time.
I'm never cranky when I get to start my morning off with John Kincaid. I don't know what you're talking about.
Wow, aren't you? I you know what? I love a good kiss butt. That is very, very good. That is very, very good. But I think you're going to. I think I'm going to move you to the point where you're going to tell me by the end of this call, oh, John, I think you're an idiot on this one. How about that? We do a little game every year getting ready for the NFL season where over last week and this week, we pick our first 10 teams out of the playoffs that will not make the postseason. And then the next week we come back and used to do the extra 10, but now we only have to do 8 because there's 2 extra teams in the playoffs this year. I want to run my teams by you. And I just want to hear your thoughts on, wait a minute, you stop me when I tell you a team that I've picked to miss the postseason that you think, wait a minute, pump the brakes, all right? So I'll throw you some softballs. This is some fresh meat, easy. Giants and the Washington Football Club. Nothing from you. Detroit. Chicago. Nothing from him. I like this. Carolina. The Rams and Arizona.
Ooh, might have to pump the brakes.
Okay, who are you pumping the brakes on? Who are you pumping the brakes on Arizona?
Well, a little bit, maybe. I mean, I haven't run through my entire list yet,
sure,
heading into the 2020 season, but there is an opportunity for Kyler Murray to evolve into a MVP candidate, per se, for the Cardinals to take a big step forward because they definitely beefed up the defensive side of the ball. Now, they do reside probably in the toughest division in football.
With two teams that I think are both going to go to the postseason, my thought process is Seattle's going. And my thought process is also, of course, that they're also going to have another team going in that division with the 49ers. So
yeah,
I just think they'd have to be the third.
That wasn't a hard pump to break.
Right.
It was something
okay.
I wanted to throw out there.
All right, well, then I'm going to tell you that now you're going to get ready to pump the brakes on me. What if I told you that both Bays are staying home, Tampa Bay and Green Bay?
Yeah, I'll have to pump the brakes. Now, listen,
on both?
I love the confidence. Yeah,
on
I am.
Both?
I love the I am, on both.
Okay.
I love the confidence with you saying that Tom Brady's not going to make the postseason with the Buccaneers. I love that because the hype, for some reason, has gotten out of control. I do think that they make the postseason as a wild card. I do believe that he makes his team a little better. He obviously brings a different kind of attitude and mindset to Tampa Bay. I like Bruce Arians as well. So I think that they have a chance to make it as a wild card. Now, with the Green Bay Packers, this is my first hard pump the
You're
brakes,
pumping the brakes
opinion.
On this one. Okay, tell me
yeah.
why.
Okay, Matt LaFleur, I mean, what he did as a rookie head coach, someone who came into the position he was in and no one really knew his name, who didn't keep up with the Tennessee Titans, I guess. I mean, he came in and was one of the most successful rookie coaches that the Green Bay Packers have had in recent memory. A double-digit win season, 13-3. Now, I do understand that they didn't exactly have a really tough schedule. I get that. But they were still able to get the job done. The defense obviously took a step forward. I feel like they have the potential to do that again in 2020. Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur are still figuring each other out. Yes, they did kind of screw up the 2020 NFL draft with some of their picks. But that wide receiving corps still does have some promise if they can remain healthy. So I don't think that they can replicate their 13-3 record, but I do have the Green Bay Packers making the postseason.
All right, let me take you to the AFC. Chargers, Jacksonville Jaguars, Cincinnati Bengals, Denver Broncos.
I'm 50-50 on them.
That's a slight tap of the brakes.
Yeah, I'm tapping okay. the brakes.
Slight tap of the brakes. Jets, Cleveland, Miami.
Pumping the brakes hard on Cleveland.
Okay, you're heading towards a speed bump, or maybe it's a school zone. You want to make sure you're doing the right speed. I got you there. Vegas and the Patriots.
Nothing for me here.
Wow, Anthony was freaked out when I said the Patriots.
Why is that? I mean, they half their team opted out, right?
That's what I think too. I mean, seriously, it looks like a tank for Trevor. To me, I'm smelling.
I do want to bring up the Cleveland Browns, though. If that's
bring it back. Let's go back to Cleveland. And by the way, nobody has ever made that statement in their lives. Let's go back to Cleveland. Just teasing.
Let's
go back to Cleveland. Do you sound confident that you think this is a year they'll have January football?
I'm starting a trend right now, I guess, on a national stage. Here's the deal. When all the hype was surrounding Cleveland last year, I mean, that was completely unfounded. To me, the Browns were going to be the Cleveland Browns until they proved to me they were not the Cleveland Browns. And sure enough, they fell flat on their faces with Freddie Kitchens. Now they have somebody in the building, Kevin Stefanski, who I actually respect, who I think can bring a different attitude to the city of Cleveland. He's got plenty of talent around him on both sides of the ball, mind you. Baker Mayfield showed us flashes of Offensive Rookie of the Year during his rookie season. He definitely took a step backwards last year. But I have faith with his wide receiving core, with an upgrade along the offensive line, with Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb in the backfield, there's no way that this guy's going to take yet another step backwards. He's going to take a step forward in 2020, and that's what this offseason has been about for him. I've already talked about the defensive side of the ball, so this is the offseason we should be excited about the Cleveland Browns. It wasn't last year. It's this year. That's my opinion.
Okay, I get this one. I noticed Las Vegas created a little bit of tension between Anthony and I love Las Vegas, one of my favorite places on earth. But I just don't – I'm not looking at it and seeing that I'm believing that Derek Carr's going to be the guy to lead that team to victory. That's just me. Maybe I'm doubting him unfairly.
I agree with you. And honestly, the AFC West is like so 50-50 to me because – I feel like the Chargers are slept on in a way because their whole team got hurt last year. We have to figure out if they have a decent quarterback in the building, of course. The Raiders have a lot of intriguing weapons. I thought they stole like three or four of the sleepers I had in the NFL draft.
Wow.
They have a great, great second-year running back. I'm with you on the quarterback situation. That's still up in the air to me. But they got some young studs on the defensive side of the ball as well. So I feel like they're going to be a team that's going to be in the playoff race but not make it. And then the Denver Broncos, it kind of hinges on if you like Drew Locke or not. I mean, he only started five games, but he was pretty impressive in those games. And they loaded up the offense around him. They're trying to get into like an arms race with the Kansas City Chiefs. So the Broncos could be in that mix as well. So the AFC West is one of the most intriguing divisions to me because I haven't made my mind up yet on half of those teams.
You're still 3 weeks out of the season. You could still crank out a column where you do just the first 10 teams you say have no shot at the postseason. Because here's what I'm going to say to you. I've been doing this when the show was on ESPN Radio on Sunday mornings and now on CBS Sports Radio. I've been doing this exercise now for 13 years. You know how many times I've been perfect out of 13? Picking 10 teams that would miss the playoffs. Three times.
Zero.
Three. Three times.
Three. Wow.
Three.
Okay.
That I've been able to get, okay, here's 32 teams. Pick 10 terrible teams. Because that's all you got to do. I've only been right three, and one time I did it 2 years in a row, and boy, was I Johnny Big at that point. I thought I was the NFL guru, and then I've come out with my last 3 years, 7, 8, and 8. So, I mean, a lot of misses happened during this thing. I can't wait. Can you believe we are less than 3 weeks away from the season beginning?
It is so exciting. And, you know, everything's kind of gone according to plan, even better than according to plan,
yes,
with the whole COVID testing and everything like that, the safety protocols. So the season really is 100% going to start on time. It's going to be interesting to see how it all shakes out just in terms of players having to travel and cross state lines and seeing how the NFL could stop a minor outbreak or something like that. But everyone in the world is so excited that NFL football is coming back to your TV screen.
Are you? Have you been entrenched in the other sports too? Or you just been too busy being knee deep in football? Have you been enjoying watching NBA during August? Have you been enjoying any of the NHL? Anything like that? Baseball.
Yeah, so I'm a Carolina Hurricanes fan, so I enjoyed the NHL for like a week, and then the Bruins killed us. But when it turns to the NBA, yeah, I've been on the NBA. The series have been kind of lopsided so far, but I've definitely been keeping up with it, throwing some bets out there. So I won some money on the Lakers last night, and I'm excited just to kind of see how this whole thing works because the bubble's been really intriguing. It's been really interesting so far just to see how it all has gone through, and it's worked to perfection. And I've always been a big basketball fan, so it's just great to have sports back in general.
I know your general manager well of the Carolina Hurricanes. They disappointed this year, but last year was pretty good, right? I mean, so hopefully next year will be better again for you.
Yep, I like our head coach too. So we got a bright future, hopefully.
Keep it going. All right, Jordan. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it always. Nice and fiery.
Anytime.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, buddy. Jordan DeJohnny joined us from CBS Sports covering the NFL here on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. Did you see what the agent for Marc-Andre Fleury did yesterday on social media, Anthony?
No, I did not.
You know how, you know, Marc-Andre Fleury, the one of the two goaltenders for the Vegas Golden Knights.
Yeah, Robin Leonard, the other one.
Yeah, well, you know what his agent did? His agent posted a picture on social media with a sword going through the back of Marc-Andre
Fleury.
Oh,
that was from him. I did see that. Yes, I did see that.
It was from his agent. I just retweeted it if you didn't see it. A bloody sword going through his chest, I guess piercing his heart from the back, with DeBurr on it. By the way, that is his agent, Alan Walsh, who posted that. I honestly, I'm telling you, crazy, crazy, crazy. By the way, heard from Ken Carman this morning. Ken's up, Anthony. Ken is up and running.
I know, I saw the tweet.
He says to me, "You kept Atlanta in?" I said, "Yeah, and I'll let Twitter tell you." If he's, I think Ken's thinking, "Oh, John's in Atlanta, so he's going to just be an Atlanta homer." Ken, I will let everyone in the Falcon organization, and I will let anyone on Falcons Twitter tell you, I am far from a homer. Far from a homer. Even though I am still, I believe, one of the last media members on the Dan Quinn, I can believe in Dan Quinn train. And that is pretty crazy. But the last thing I would be ever painted as is an Atlanta homer. That is the one where if I get accused of that or pointed to that, I have a feeling the people who have been listening here for 25 years would be like, "Nah, that really didn't fit. That one doesn't fit. You got to go to another. You got to play another card." We'll have plenty of time for you to get on the phones at 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS here on the show. So, the fun police in trouble. And also, LeBron James, he just can't help himself. JK Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.